taken a mental photograph of Giriraj. After you've done that, please all individually face me. Okay. Now, as I mentioned before, I know that you have switches inside of you that can turn from talking and being externally engaged to being internally engaged. So now we're going to enter the internally engaged portion by turning that switch. So, okay, now let's go internally engaged. So everyone just close your eyes for a moment. Slowly, slowly, slowly close your eyes. And call up that picture of Giriraj, or any picture of Giriraj that you can think of. Think of Giriraj, or think of Giriraj for a moment. Good. And now we're going to go through a little tour. And all the sounds that you can hear, they will tend to put you deeper into your thinking, your internal thinking about Giriraj. And now, just for a moment, if you can, remember what it was like while you were coming to Vrindavan for this holy name retreat. Either one day before, or 2 days before, or just before, what it was like where you were. Just visit that for a moment, if you're able to. And then move to the sitting on top of that building when we first arrived, and looking out at Giriraj and the kirtans. And the welcoming talks and the prayers. See if you can capture a moment of that. And let all the sounds that you hear increase your focus. If you can remember what Giriraj looked like as the night set, the sunset, and the sounds of the parrots and birds. And then we came into a hall, this amazing tent, pandal. And we saw for the first time this presentation at the front about the Paramhamsa and the swan holding on to the holy names. And we were welcomed again. And we heard a little about the classes, the presentations. And then, the next morning, we chanted japa together, we had guru puja together, and then I gave my first presentation. And in that presentation, I spoke about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his dealings, his teachings to his devotees, and how merciful he was to them. We spoke about Kolavecha Sridhar, who no one even knew his name. And he was so deep in his private, personal Krishna consciousness, calling out so loudly that Mahaprabhu blessed him. And we spoke about Suklambar Brahmachari, who the Lord asked to cook, insisted that he cook for him. And we spoke about Vijay and the Lord's glorious hand that touched him and placed him in such an ecstasy that he remained stunned and wandering through Nadia for 7 days. And what had he offered to the Lord? His gift of the most beautiful penmanship. Then, later in the afternoon, His Holiness Satchidananda Maharaj spoke to us.
In that lecture we heard that actually the holy name is totally transcendental, whereas our tongue and senses are material. We cannot reach up to Krishna with our material senses. But Krishna is so merciful that he reveals himself to someone who turns to him in service. At that session we learned that we can engage our body in the service of chanting by sitting properly, by pronouncing the mantra, and by listening to it. Then we can go deeper and engage our mind in service to Krishna while chanting, by again and again refocusing it, bringing it back to the transcendental syllables, starting with Hare. Then we learned that we can also address the Lord feelingly with our heart in service by praying to Him suitable prayers. Like, my dear Lord, for so many long years in this material world, I have completely forgotten you. But today, now, I'm turning to you as your sincere and serious servant. Turning to the Lord with our body, mind, and heart means to engage in devotional service. And the Lord, if He wishes, reveals Himself to such a sincere chanter.
Then, in the evening, we had kirtan. And the next morning after japa, we walked and chanted that mystical path, that amazing path, so close to Giriraj Govardhan, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the six Goswamis, all the exalted Vaishnavas of the past have walked before. And then we arrived in the sacred valley of Giriraj Govardhan. And we sat down and we chanted Krishna's names. Satchinandana Maharaj chanted in that incredible atmosphere where Krishna consciousness was so alive. And then Satchinandana Maharaj spoke about his dear friend Indraduma Maharaj, who was sitting right next to him, speaking about their affectionate relationship and appreciating this great soul. And then Indraduma Maharaj spoke about his dear friend Satchinandana Maharaj. And then Indraduma Maharaj began a kirtan that got everyone dancing and dancing and dancing. Tried to capture the feeling of these kirtans in that holy place. Just meditate on those kirtans in the shelter of Giriraj Govardhan and the wish-fulfilling trees. And after the kirtan had been completed, we went to Giriraj's special gift to Srila Prabhupada's followers. That will be manifest, Krishna willing, fully next year, and we'll all stay there. We saw something that was a construction site, but it was like a, it was going to be fulfilled by Giriraj's potency. That will be a retreat center. We'll be able to chant Hare Krishna there next year. And then the next morning, or that evening actually, we had kirtan. And the next morning, after japa, I gave my second presentation about Tapan Misra and the instructions. He was sincerely looking for the goal of his life and the way to attain it. He wanted that. He even had the Krishna mantra already, but he wanted to attain actually the goal of life. And by Krishna's mercy, he had a dream, and that dream told him to find young Nimai Pandit, who was the Supreme Lord, who was sitting at the bank of the river Padmavati. And the Lord revealed to him to chant Krishna's holy name as the method and also the goal. And then, although Tapan Misra, that Brahmana, that pure Brahmana, had desired to stay with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how could he desire anything other? But the Lord wanted some service for him, and he sent him to Benares. And there in Benares, Mahaprabhu, in the association of Chandrasekhar and Tapan Misra, performed wonderful pastimes of changing the hearts of Mayavadi sannyasis. And then when it was time for the Lord to leave, Tapan Misra, Chandrasekhar, Paramananda, Kirtaniya, and the Maharashtrian Brahmin, and Tapan Misra's young son, Raghunath, fainted. How could they tolerate the Lord's departure? And then we heard about Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta, and how he visited the Lord and was given so much mercy. The Lord took off the neck beads. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri took off the neck beads from his own neck and presented them to Raghunath Bhatta. And later on, after sending him home to take care of his devotee parents, Raghunath returned again and stayed for 8 months. And the Lord told him to study Srimad Bhagavatam. He had told him that before, but now go to Vrindavan. Go to Vrindavan and chant continuously there. And he gave him Mahaprasadam from Lord Jagannath. That was 14 cubits long, 21 feet, and some betel nut mahaprasadam, and Raghunath cherished that, and he worshipped those items when he had gone to Vrindavan as instructed by the Lord. And then in the afternoon, His Holiness Satsinanda Maharaj gave another exposition about the holy names.
We learned how important it is to establish our relationship. And we heard the beautiful narration from Jagadananda Pandit. There he describes about sambandha or relationship. A living entity, he writes, wanders in the material world, taking one birth after another. If by chance he comes in contact with a saintly person, he becomes immediately knowledgeable of his true relationship as an eternal servant of Krishna. As soon as he becomes enlightened by this knowledge, he does not want material entanglement any longer. He thus laments, "Oh no, alas! Why have I served this illusory material energy for so long?" Regretting bitterly, he cries out, "Krishna, my Lord, I'm your eternal servant. Ever since I left the shelter of your lotus feet, my life has been completely devastated." When Lord Krishna hears someone appealing to him earnestly, he immediately releases that soul from Maya's captivating spell. Then Lord Krishna makes the soul strong with his transcendental internal potency and the overwhelming power of the Lord's spiritual potency weakens Maya's influence on the living entity. In order to enter into a sense of relationship with Krishna, that I belong to you, we have done the meditation of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We have said properly, please do this now. Take a few deep breaths, which will help you to be present. Really deep breath. And then we have centered ourselves. We've concentrated and focused on three truths. I'm an atomic particle of consciousness. I'm different from body and mind. I'm actually an eternal, blissful spiritual being. I'm part of Krishna and Krishna's eternal servant. And while chanting, we have also meditated that for so long we invested in so many other relationships. But as we chant, we understand Krishna is the infinite, unlimited Lord and my only master. Then we had meditated that our purpose here in this material world, which is a house of correction, an institution for reforming us like a prison house, our only duty here is to reform the tendency in our hearts to remain absent. Then we had called out to Krishna. In the kirtans which we did, we often rose our arms and we called out for Krishna. We sometimes stood up and we folded our hands and turned to Giriraj and we called out to Giriraj. And in the evening, our Burijan Prabhu had called upon us to really yell our soul out of the body by singing Jai Jai Sri Radhesham. Everything is just about entering a relationship.
And then we went to Sarabhi Kund. In your mind now, walk that path. Illuminated by those oil ghee lamps that brought you into the most amazing place. The place where Sarabhi had bathed Krishna, where Indra had been forgiven for all his offenses. Where Aravata had bathed Krishna and Sarabhi had crowned Krishna Govinda, the protector of the cows, the Lord and Master of the cows. Visit that place and see it in your mind's eye. How amazing it was, how spectacular it was. Can you see it? To be out in Braj, chanting Krishna's names in the association of devotees at Sarabhi Kund. May that impression remain in my mind, the beauty, the sweetness. Krishna's names. Now right now while you see that in front of you, 6,000 lamps, in your mind, loudly chant Krishna's names in your mind. And beg Krishna to be forgiven for all offenses. And now, let us go to Terkadamba and see beautiful Terkadamba, that very place that was the Bhajan Kutir of Srila Rupa Goswami, that very place where those ancient pilu trees gave us shelter. See the Kund. See the actual Bhajan Kutir of Srila Rupa Goswami and keep chanting Krishna's holy names, sincerely praying for mercy from Srila Rupa Goswami, from Srila Prabhupada, from the dust of Vrindavan, from the holy names themselves, from Sisi Radha and Krishna, from Nandagaon, from Barsana, from Giriraj Govardhan. See those trees, feel their shelter, and chant Krishna's names in your mind very attentively. Offer a very sincere prayer and request to Srila Rupa Goswami at his own place and to those special trees that can fulfill all desires who have witnessed everything. Chant and offer your prayers again and again and again. Now, with your eyes still closed, return here to our sheltered pandal with your eyes closed in front of Giriraj Govardhan. And just listen to Maharaj give some final advice on how to take the retreat home with you. Listen carefully with your ears open, with your consciousness still, and the mercy of Giriraj Govardhan flowing over you.
In the Holy Dham, something very precious is given. An accelerated experience in Krishna consciousness. A deep understanding, some attraction to Krishna. It is this precious gift which was bestowed upon you. It should be remembered again and again. One should return to this in times of need. And simply look at it, derive inspiration from it. We are so much dependent on encouragement. So much dependent on guidance. We are so much dependent on inspiration. Take this encouragement, take this guidance and inspiration from the Holy Dham, from your own experience in the Holy Dham, and let that experience encourage you. Let it guide you and let it inspire you wherever you are. We will turn
the last verse. Keep your eyes closed. The last verse of Srila Rupa Goswami's prayers glorifying the holy name. Please repeat after Maharaj. Fold your hands over your heart and open up your heart. And please repeat after Maharaj.
O life of Narada Svina, O flood of the waves of sweet nectar,
O flood of the waves of sweet nectar,
O holy name of Lord Krishna, please sweetly appear on my tongue.